Welcome to Cabot Coverage, the podcast where three sisters and a beloved family friend discuss the crime-solving adventures of mystery novelist Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote. I'm Susanna.
I'm Megan.
I'm Glynis.
And I'm Ashley.
And this week we're discussing Death in Hawaii, which is episode 4 from season 11 and originally aired on the 16th of October, 1994. Our writer for this episode is Lawrence Heath. He's written 10 episodes. The episodes he's written that we've covered are Murder in Milan, Murder in Tempo, and Race to Death.
Wait, which one was Murder in Tempo? Oh, that's the one with...
That's the horrible
bad
one,
Bad Boy.
Right?
Bad
no,
Boy.
That's, you mean the amazing one? Or bad Ernie Lively kills the guy.
Right.
He's got that bad boy label.
He's okay, got sorry, that bad boy label. Ashley, I don't know if you remember about bad boy labels, but...
Okay,
it's like, I'm so in love with you, like real bad boy. Okay, so Death in Hawaii sees Jessica visiting her old pal Matt Kincaid, played by Ken Howard. Matt is just in the thick of it at the moment. He owns a hotel chain on Oahu, but his son Jeff, played by Ted Henning, is running for senator. Mm-hmm. He's running against DA Randall Thompson, played by Tom Halleck. And there's a little bit of a conflict of interest here because D.A. Randall Thompson is the boss of Jeff's younger brother, Danny. Danny is played by Robert Duncan McNeil. So Jeff has his whole campaign going on. Matt really wants Jeff to win. Jeff's campaign manager is a lady called Liz Doherty, played by Gretchen German. Liz is not just his campaign manager. She's also his fiance. And they're potentially going to dabble in some dirty politics because they found a video of DA Randall Thompson smooching a girl very lightly on the lips. This was recorded by their campaign guy, Boone Aldridge, played by Marty Rackham. I don't know what his actual job was in the campaign. He just seemed to be around a lot.
Yeah, and he seemed to like show up midway through. And Glynis were like, who is that?
Yeah. We're like, who is that? Is he even personality hire?
Yeah.
No, but he obviously was. He like was bugging the off. I mean, he was doing all kinds of naughty stuff.
He was doing all kinds of naughty stuff. A lot of shenanigans, a lot of butt chin work that was second to none.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on that side. Danny does not like the dirty politics, not just because it's about his boss, but he just doesn't think Jeff should lower himself to do that kind of thing. Danny is a lawyer, obviously working for the DA's office, putting bad guys away. That's what he says. His girlfriend, or no, fiance actually, is Detective Sharon Matsumoto, played by Tamlin Tamita. And yeah, they're like, I guess, a bit of a power couple because she's catching bad guys, he's putting them away. Anyways, Danny is the favorite grandchild of Matt's mom, Rebecca Kincaid, played by Nina Faulk. You are my dear, or something like that. I can't remember what they say to her.
He's like, oh, and you'll see mother.
Anyways, there's a lot going on here. Also hanging out at the Kincaid ranch, I don't know, wherever it is that they're living, is a guy called Ben Kamaka, played by Addis Scanlon, who's apparently Danny's best friend, like a longtime family friend. This will become important later. So Matt, in his dealings, has gotten to know some people that maybe aren't totally above board. They want to invest in Jeff's campaign, but Matt really doesn't want them to because Matt wants to make sure that Jeff has clean finances, basically, and that he's not being held accountable to anybody. The main person involved in this is a guy called Brett Reynolds, played by James F. Kelly, who apparently has a bank on the island, but the money seems to be coming from dubious sources, though the DA's office has never managed to pin anything down. By the way, this is about to get very complicated, so apologies in advance if I don't explain this very well. So Danny, in working for the DA, has got a guy on the inside of Reynolds' bank. His name is Joe Yoshinaga. He's played by Steve Park. So what he's meant to be doing is finding out where some of this money is coming from. They think it's coming from like the Yakuza and like other gangs. And basically Brett wants to funnel it into Jeff's campaign, I guess, not just to launder it, but then so that Jeff's on the hook to them and will help them politically. There's another guy called Martin Osborne, played by David Tress, who's like basically a colleague kind of, or like a some sort of buyer of Brett's bank, and there it's all dirty money. And basically, Joe, through computers, is going to get the information to Danny so that they can prosecute him. So there's a lot happening here. We find out later that Danny has had a couple of attempts on his life. One was trying to damage his diving equipment, so much so that he had to go to the hospital. And then later we see him going for a swim. Someone comes out on a motorboat, throws a bunch of chum in the water to attract sharks in the hopes that Danny gets eaten, I guess. So long con. But anyways, it turns out that the Kincaids own a sugar mill, an old sugar mill that's going to be torn down. But weirdly, there's a computer in the middle of it. And the computer is where Joe, in the inside of the bank, is going to send the information to Danny, because they can't put it on a floppy disk for reasons they explained that I can't remember. But they can wire the information through modem to Danny's computer. There's a lot of talk about this. I'm sure they explained it well enough for the time, but I couldn't quite follow it. So that's all happening in the background. We are meant to believe that it's Brett Reynolds and his comrade that are, or colleague, I should say, that are trying to kill Danny to avoid being prosecuted for the money laundering. But it does seem like maybe they don't know about it. Someone finds out that Danny's going to do this because Danny's office has been bugged. And we think it must be from Reynolds, but it turns out it's Boone Aldridge within the campaign who has been bugging Danny's office. And long story short, basically, Ben unfortunately shows up at the sugar mill at the wrong time. He's shot by the person who finds out that the transfer is happening to the sugar mill computer at that point in time, so that he can't say who he saw at the computer. They steal the information, try to frame Matt for killing Ben, but it turns out that it was actually Liz. So Liz had been trying to get the information about the finances so that they couldn't prosecute Reynolds. And I think so that then Jeff would get the money and could keep going with the campaign. Also, what they did in the process of all this was they did leak the footage of D.A. Thompson with the girl, but it turns out the girl is actually his daughter from another relationship rather than his girlfriend, and that he'd been keeping her secret, though she had been living in Hawaii for like 15 or, you know, 10 years or something like that. And he was supporting her because her mother had died, but is his daughter. We can talk about the reveal of that a little bit later. But anyways, so there's a lot going on. So it turns out Liz was the one who tried to kill Danny twice to get him to stop prosecuting Jeff so that Jeff could win, because he's the underdog in the election, also a senatorial election. Anyways, so that is Death in Hawaii. There is a fun fact here. The fun fact is that Danny Kincaid, played by Robert Duncan McNeil, is best known for playing Lieutenant Tom Paris in Star Trek Voyager from 1995. Does anybody a big Voyager
watcher? I don't think I've seen it.
I only remember Kate Mulgrew's diet tips that were on our refrigerator.
Wait, was she Voyager?
She's Captain Janeway.
Yeah, she's not Next Generation.
What were the tips?
I can't remember. It was like,
it's like a whole lot of cottage cheese.
It's cottage cheese and egg whites till the cows come home. So yes, we have, so Death in Hawaii, there clearly, as you probably gathered from my very long description, there's a lot going on in this episode. Yeah. And a lot of characters, a lot of shenanigans. We find out at the end that, so Liz goes to jail for murdering Ben. We find out that Brett Reynolds and Martin Osborne are going to be prosecuted for their, I guess, money laundering.
I got confused because I thought they were going to murder Reynolds in the office.
I did too. There was an implication of that, but then they all had run away together. Yeah, so that's fine.
I like that they were like, maybe that's too dark.
And then I guess Danny is going to quit his job at the DA's office to be his brother's campaign manager, which feels dumb. So now, I really quick, before we discuss anything else, because I don't want to forget about it, So D.A. Thompson, who's a weird guy himself and is very rude to Jessica several times, he's the one, it turns out it's his daughter and not his girlfriend.
Yeah.
They do like a press conference where he's revealing who this woman is. And he's like, I kept her secret because like I didn't trust that like my wife and children would forgive me for that. Like I guess the implication is she's a daughter from before he married this woman, but who's to know? And they pan over to a woman and two children that could not look more shocked at this news. Like
I almost got a picture of it, but it moved too quickly. But yeah, it was so weird.
Like she looked actively mad. Like this is clearly news to her. And
well, because those kids are little, so obviously, because when did this take place? Like mid-90s.
Yeah.
He had the kid he'd had in like 1971. So these kids are like way younger than. Like, I think it was pre-marriage. But yeah.
It was so funny. I was like, all you'd have to do is tell those actors, just stand there and like smile and nod yeah. and be like, yeah, no, we're fine with this. We love this girl. Like, she's a part of the family. It's like, the wife is like, so angry.
Maybe I'll try to come back, go back and see if I can get that picture. Cause yes, it was.
Yeah, it's funny. Really good.
It was,
and yeah, that made me that really made me chuckle. But yeah. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to, this. You know, it's beautiful. We've got some great costuming work happening with our shell themed jewelry.
I know. I couldn't tell these one earrings she was wearing. I was like, oh, are those shells or are those? They were right.
Yes, they are shells, but they've got like. Gold
yes
inlays yes. And I loved it. I think it's fun. I know that like a lot of it will have been filmed in LA. I do know that, but they brought out the orchids to make it look a little bit more like Hawaii.
No, I really, I mean, the whole
thing. I believed it.
Yeah,
I did too.
The whole shark scene too was just
tough.
I mean, it's a maybe a like not as beautiful beach as you would find in Hawaii, like I would say. And I know we're bopping around, but the bit where Danny's like getting disrobed to get into the water and they're showing him, he's like stretching out and he's like putting his cell phone in his little pack of clothes and all stuff. And then he goes to run in the water. And it is like they have hired the first stunt person they could
yeah.
find
yeah.
who is like ripped and incredibly tan.
No, it's so true. And then it's like crazy when you think that Liz is the one who did this, because it's like, this is so elaborate to just try to. And was it just so that people would feel sorry for what's his face and then. Or was it a Danny had gotten too close to unearthing that?
I think it's
stuff.
The money. I think okay. It's to try to keep the money, but to kill Danny, like, just seem a bit.
And to make it look like an accident, but then this really elaborate, weird accident.
Yeah.
Well, that he, not only is his diving equipment broke one time, but then the next time he got eaten by sharks. Like, right. That is a madness.
But he's just like flopping around, like, what?
What are you doing? Danny, just get out of the water, man.
I mean, he did probably the right thing.
But it's just so funny. I'm like, and then he's like opening his mouth to be like, what? And then like the chum's getting, I mean, it's all too much. It was all a little too much.
Danny's funny because you're meant to like Danny, right? Because he's sort of the heart of the, he's the one who doesn't want to do the dirty tricks, he, you know, all this stuff. He's also the world's biggest D-bag because he's got this like hot shot blue car and his license plate says Dan 1 on it.
Oh, right. I missed that.
How did I miss that?
And you gotta go back and get that too.
No, and he just like, he's, yeah, you're like supposed to be fully on board with him. And just, I don't know.
He's kind of mean to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, who's so cute. And you're like,
I know.
This guy is punching up. Like, he needs to be, he disappeared himself. And then she's like, you could have at least called. I mean, I kind of like that she held him up for a while.
Yeah.
When, until the backup got there, because I did feel like he needed to be given a little bit of a hard time for basically not telling anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. He, but the trouble is, I guess we like Danny because Jeff straight up sucks.
I mean, that's the problem. Jeff is so annoying. I mean, I guess that's why the grandma likes Danny better, but.
Yeah, but Danny looks okay compared to Jeff. I think I didn't leave like thinking Danny was like the biggest D-bag because there was Jeff right there who was.
Yeah.
Jeff was so annoying.
Yeah.
Jeff is your barometer for what a D-bag looks like. I mean, when he gets mad at Liz because she hasn't released the photo or the video, right? When and little did we know Liz is the one who's done it, but.
Right.
She's like, oh, I thought you'd be more worried about the fact that your brother has just disappeared, potentially is dead. And he's like, ooh. And then later he's like, he gets all high and mighty about like, oh, like, I can't believe you guys are talking about this when all this stuff's happening. It's like, she literally just said that to you, you moron.
He was after Ben died. And he was like, my brother, and then Ben died, like, come on, guys.
What does he say? Like, maybe I just grew conscious or something, like, maybe I just found religion or something, but I don't know. He says something really douchey. He just is douchey.
He's like, maybe you just grew a brain cell, Jeff, who like clearly does not. What are his views on anything? What does Jeff Kincaid stand for? Nothing.
We never know what any of them stand for.
Like, why won't he marry his girlfriend? Like, come on. Like,
she's from the other side of the reef.
Yeah.
Which she wears on her neck. Like, we know that. So, like, if you're from the coral reef. So much coral. And she has some embedded in her back, too. Yeah. She's so hardcore coral.
Just out there in her busted dive suit throwing chum in the water.
I thought if you got scratched with coral, you had to go get, like, it removed or something. Because doesn't it, like... Yeah, it doesn't like reproduce or something into your body. Like, there's something about
it that grows inside you and becomes part of you.
This is misinformation, but like, there's something about a reef that if you get cut with it, there is something bad that happens, and I don't know what it is. But you're supposed to get it checked out because it's like could be really serious. I think someone Google this. I swear to God, I'm not just making this up.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like a lot of work for her to pull off on her own, and like, just, I don't know.
It's like, is Jeff worth all this trouble? Like, I feel like he's not. Boone Aldridge.
No, yeah, Boone Aldridge, yeah.
Boone Aldridge. He's
worth it.
Back to the coral briefly.
Oh, yes. Okay.
One of the questions was, what happens if coral grows in your skin? I think was along the lines of what Susanna said. They said this constellation of requirements is extremely unlikely to exist on or within the body. However, it is possible for fragments of coral to become lodged beneath the dermis and for the body to have a prolonged allergic reaction to them with subsequent... there's just a prolonged issue with your skin. They go into detail. I didn't know how much detail you wanted.
I just like to know that I'm right. So, Asha, you've given me that. And I
there is a chance that that can happen. And you turn into a coral monster.
Susanna,
I nailed it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a doctor now. Great.
Yeah. It's Aquaman's nemesis.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yes, I think there's a the trouble with this episode is these two doofuses, these two doofy brothers, have managed to get themselves these like ambitious, cool women. Because Liz seems kind of cool, like she's like God, she's all over it from the camp. You know, she murdered Ben. No, but you know she. had a little something about her. And like Sharon's obviously got, you know, and then it's like, what are they seeing in these two guys? But yeah,
Yeah.
Boone Aldridge, I was all about.
Yeah, unclear what he did, but yeah, when Glynn has clapped eyes on him, she's like, "Who's that?"
Well, then we like spent probably like the rest of the episode trying to figure out who it was because they'd referenced him, but then they like didn't say his name really in the middle until the very end.
Yeah.
Well, they never say his name when he's in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like he's a character that only exists that we've seen.
Well, they reference him. Yeah. At the end. Yeah. No, true. They're like, who's Boone Aldridge? Like in the early season, or early episodes of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, I can't remember like at least
Anybody.
half. I'm like, I don't. You know what I mean? I'm like, who is this person?
Well, because they all have like, the same name too, don't they, on The
Yeah, a
Bachelor?
lot of times they'll be like Becca C, Becca K, Becca D, and you're like,
Becca.
it's tricky. So anyhow, Boone, because usually Murder, She Wrote, I feel like does a pretty good job of explaining who everyone is, and this
Yeah.
one, I mean, maybe they thought they had, but yeah, no, the brothers are, and then I just felt like my beef with this episode, it was like, Matt. Ken Howard would like just show up here and there, say like a line and leave. And I was like, I need more.
Yeah.
That was my beef with this episode as well. And I wanted more from Mother
I did.
too.
She did seem like a real loose cannon.
She did, but I wanted more other than that. She just like psychotically loved the one grandson more than the other. Like,
I wanted her to like jump out of like behind doors and like give
Yeah,
people
I thought
a
she
sign of
was
their
gonna
lives.
be. Yeah. It's
Yoo-hoo.
me, Mother. Mother.
Mother.
Or just be like an evil mastermind.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why she liked Danny better than Jeff. I think
Well,
we
yeah.
all can get on board with that. I think
Jeff.
Jeff is so bad. I think that lady, I mean, not to sound mean, but I think Rebecca was maybe the best actress of not including Ken Howard, but I mean of the like sort of principal characters here. So like it felt like her stuff felt the realest. Like I thought it was interesting that at Ben's funeral it's Rebecca that we spend the most time with, probably because that actress could maybe like make that feel really real that she was upset that he died, whereas the others are like, I mean, Danny's got so much business. He's got this like hotshot cop girlfriend, he's got this like bustling lawyer career, he's got a mole on the inside of this like bank, and then he also has time to like go around in his Porsche, like give his brother a hard time about his campaign and go swimming in the beach. Like he's a
What did
man
he
with
mean?
so
He
many
wasn't
interests.
working on his brother's campaign, right?
No.
He like wouldn't support it.
It was because he worked for the other guy. I think they liked to run the stuff by him so that he wouldn't go nuts. But guess what? He did go nuts. So why did they bother running it by him?
Right.
Because he threw that thing at his brother or something, didn't he? Did he like ball something up and throw it at someone? I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Jeff was pretty rough.
Danny, like, yeah. So Danny's like, I don't know. I didn't dislike him. He just made me laugh because, and then they made him wear flip flops for like half the episode, which I thought was
No.
kind of mean.
Well, and then I felt like the shorts he wore were like not as flattering as they could have been.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And he had like kind of that duck butt haircut. So it made me laugh when Jessica and I'm blanking on his girlfriend's name or fiance's, like they see him standing in the room. And like she's like, "Who are you?" It's like, oh, clearly him.
Duck butt.
Yeah, and like wearing those weird shorts. I mean,
I liked there was okay, there was a couple of in it. I do like this episode. Like I know it sounds like I'm ragging, but I actually enjoy watching it because there's a lot going on. But the bit, there's this inexplicable bit where so we like Sharon, who's the cop, who's
yeah.
Danny's fiance. The bit where she and Jessica run into each other at the party where they're like re-seeing each other after all this time, it's like they something happened in New York, right? Mm. There is a vibe there where it's like, we hate each other. The way Jessica reacts to her is like, she's like, well, it's a bit warmer here than in New York. It's just something about the weather. And Jessica's like, like she gets so annoyed with her. Do you remember?
Yes, because what happens first is like one of them says something like they know each other, and Rebecca makes a really nasty face. That she seems like she's annoyed. And then so I did not know what was going on.
I was like, they hate Sharon.
Well, Rebecca did rag on her earlier for not like making Danny look more pulled together.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, it's your duty or something to like,
it's fit and finish.
She can't make Duck Butt look more pulled together. That's like impossible.
Yeah, that was weird. But then, okay, that exact moment was weird. But then I thought they acted like they were buds, which I liked.
Oh, yeah, that like, it was just the intro scene where I was like, did something happen in New York that we're not allowed to speak of that, you know, where Jessica's like, you know what you did.
Man. It's like you hooked up with Preston Giles before I knew he was bad. And... oh wait, really quick, this is a quick aside. I just want to say it before I forget. This September, I don't know what date, is the 40th anniversary of when Murder She Wrote started. So yeah.
This Wednesday? Tomorrow?
No, September.
Oh. Wednesday, September, same.
Wait, what did you say, Glynis? Sorry, was that?
I thought she said Wednesday. I was like, tomorrow?
Close enough. But of course, you were all a little sleepy.
I mean, Thompson, whilst it was his daughter, still kissed that woman on the mouth.
I remember not much about this episode, and then it's like, he kisses this girl who's not his daughter on the mouth.
Yeah, Jessica's comment on it is like, that's not a lover's kiss.
Oh, girl.
I don't like that too Jessica much.
Sleeves.
Also, like, you're like, Danny, thanks for mansplaining to me about, like, Hawaiian stuff. Like, I was like, when he was talking about the hukilau, I was like, please stop. Please, yeah. Please stop. Even Jeff was like, I've had enough.
See, that's the problem. It's like, Danny's not great, but Jeff is so much worse that it's like, I guess I'm rooting for Danny.
Yeah, I mean, he's a strong swimmer. He's an experienced diver. Like, Danny's like a jack of all trades. Like,
but I also was really sad that Ben got killed. I hate when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we only just met him. He seemed like a nice man, and he was an innocent victim of, like...
Yeah.
I mean, why was he at the mill?
Because he was taking up some stuff up there before it got donated.
Yeah, right.
And he wanted Jessica to come with him. Thank God she didn't. I mean, yeah, another
the
body.
Way she does it, instead of saying, oh, you know, no, thank you, she goes, as for the sugar mill, thanks, Ben. But like never confirms or denies she's coming with him.
She laughs like it's a stupid idea. Like, and then he's like, okay, lovely to see you, Mrs. Fletcher.
He's like, no.
Yeah, she doesn't want to say no, but she also won't do it. Yeah, okay. And Jeff, if he wins, like, oh, Matt wants him to be the first American president from Hawaii.
And
right. Saws, Jeff.
Yeah.
You missed out on that.
Yeah. Jeff didn't make it.
Jeff didn't kill Obama.
Yeah. So, shall we do episode beats? Okay. Thunder weather, no. It's also not very sunny in Hawaii.
It's not. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah, but it still made me wish I was there. Okay.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Secret door is closet hiding. We have sugar mill hiding.
Yeah.
She hid a bit.
She did.
Up at the old sugar mill. Poisoning, bludgeoning. Ben got shot.
And she like pulled out a huge gun to do that. I was like, I had
it's like
no
a
other choice.
Harpoon.
And then,
Yeah.
But like, also, what would Ben have said?
That's what
Like, she was
Jonas was
just
saying.
using the computer. Like,
He's
she could have
probably
been
just
like,
like, oh, the computer's on. Like, I'm going to turn it off or something. Like,
yeah, he like wasn't even there for that or to look at the computer. I mean, she basically saw him walk near the computer and decided
no.
to shoot him and then smash the computer to smithereens.
It's like that
Yeah.
episode with Firestein, Harvey Firestein.
Yes.
You know, where this innocent person is just like doing something. They don't even notice that someone's there or like it's a reasonable explanation or whatever it is. And that person's like, no, I'm gonna murder you.
Yeah, that one really got me because I was like, wait, we don't know this person. I wanna like
Right.
know that it's a bad guy.
It was that one was sad. They then had to double down on that one. They were like, he's got two kids and a wife. I was like, oh, why do we
Oh.
need to know that?
Right.
It feels like it would have been easily explained away
Right,
quite quickly, but
exactly.
okay. Phone wire cut. We have, like, when she tries to call that number and the fax or modem was hooked up to the computer, but also we then have a broken desktop, as you say, from when Liz like annihilated it with whatever that, like a golf club or whatever it was. I was like, why has she
Seriously, let me
broken
go
the
back and look at the
computer?
picture because it was so aggressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Or was it just the gun? I can't really tell. Either way, she smashed that to bits.
Tired tech. There was a flip phone. Danny had a flip phone. We
I
were
wrote down
trans.
a list.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, read it, Glennis, read it.
Yeah, so a floppy disk. He's got
Yep.
a watchdog,
Yep.
and modem.
Yep.
Yep. And a paper
Modem.
calendar, paper desk calendar.
Yeah. Modem calendar.
Yes.
Modem
He was
transfer
flipping.
$30.
Yeah.
And we transferred those files
Yeah, we
from the
did via a
modem.
modem.
We modemed it over between computers. That's how that goes. I think it was like an old IBM too. It looked a bit, although there was color to the screen, I think.
Oh,
She shaking, no. Bro code violation, no. Window peep. The campaign headquarters had a lot of windows. I wasn't sure if someone had like peeped in while they
no.
were stood in
Maybe.
the central
I mean, there
office.
were people like in the background, but I didn't think I saw
Peeping.
like a full peep.
Where's Boone? Where's Boone peeping in
Boone's
out of the
on this
bushes and
side of
stuff?
the glass usually.
Boone isn't right in the convos.
Right.
He's like, let me get my telephoto lens. And they're like, yeah, Boone. Like, I know you have like a hobby where you just like photograph things. Fake name ID. The girl is Thompson's daughter. I don't think they ever say what her name is. Drinking game. I said Danny. People talk about Danny a lot. It's not just his grandma. The fuzz slash cop quirk, we have Sharon, and I said she was invested and smart. And the cop chemistry, I said not romantically because everyone's obsessed with Danny, Sharon included. And he had a passing interest in her at best, I would
He's
say.
like, oh, you're busy. Bye.
He's like, don't let me hold you up. I'm gonna
Like,
go.
oh my God, no, I'll let you go. And then he's just like, wrong.
I'm only here for my diving equipment.
Yeah, that's true. He shows up just to ask about the thing, and then it
He's
but he doesn't have it. He's like, okay,
like,
bye-bye-bye.
shh, shh, shh. You're busy. Shh, shh. I'm so sorry to bother you. Call me when it's ready, though. Okay. Room raiders, no. Businessy business, politics, another senator race.
Elections. Yep.
I heart Hartley, no. Age ain't nothing but a number. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't get an age for Ben Joe. Oh no, sorry. I did get an age for Joe. Sorry, I put it
Oh.
at the wrong one.
Wait,
Joe's
who's?
our mole. Oh.
Oh.
Who I was like, if he gets murdered, I'm gonna be
Yeah, I know.
so
I couldn't
mad.
remember who got killed. Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Brett Reynolds, Martin Osborne, and Ben Kamaka, I couldn't get ages for. Or Boone. Sorry, Glennis. But
Fine. He's ageless.
he's like 45. Okay, Rebecca Kincaid is 70. Liz Doherty is 33, and Jeff Kincaid is 34.
Really?
Oh, I'll get to Matt at the end. DA Randall Thompson is 53. Yoshinaga is 32. Sharon Matsumoto is 28, and Danny Kincaid is 30, and Matt Kincaid is 50,
The
which
dad.
means he had Jeff when he was 16.
Because Jeff is how old?
34.
Wait, and how
I
old's
thought he was
Rebecca?
older than that.
70.
Yeah, having him young.
He's really young. They're so rich, so what does it matter?
Wait. So mother was 70. Yeah.
Mother's 70, Matt's
Matt's 50,
50, Jeff's 34, Danny's 30,
then
and their girlfriends, Liz, is 33, and Sharon's 28.
yeah, that all feels reasonable, but the Kincaid line.
Kincaid line, yeah. It's a
Well,
bit
and
tight.
not to be mean, but Jeff looked like quite a bit older than his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was only a year older than
I
Liz.
know, but it was, yeah.
I
Agree.
guess when you're from the wrong side of the coral, like it keeps you young. Okay, when you let a bunch of coral like embed itself in your skin, it like really helps. Okay, the Jonathan scale, no. These days, no. Petite feet, no. Glamour shots, we have a lot of posters for the candidacy, including one with D.A. Thompson on it that just says "Family Man."
Okay.
Even though his wife hates him at the end of this episode. Smooches, no. We have a lot of cuddles. I thought we might get a kiss at the end, but
No, other than father-daughter.
oh yeah, shoot.
Not
I
the kiss of a
didn't. I
lover.
don't.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that I said it either.
Well,
Yeah.
now I have to write it down and it's
Shame.
besmirched my notebook. Okay. Bloody hands, we see Ben's dead body.
On the chum.
Yeah, the chum.
I
Yeah,
don't know if that counts, but it's
chum.
so
It's
gross.
bloody.
It's
I
like,
did
yeah.
write down. Danny was saying, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
The chum in. And that made me Family ties. Matt is clearly an old friend, and he brought the boys up to Cabot Cove to see Jessica sometime years
Yes.
ago.
When he was 20.
When he was, yeah, 19. Family friend function.
No mention of a mom.
No, only mother. We only
Only
learn of mother. Friend function. You know, he's still rich. I guess like rich is fine. And love, you know, he
one
could.
in his like immediate family did anything like
Yeah, like
really
Matt, like
money.
he, I think he ends up okay. He
Yeah.
doesn't seem to have like a love interest, but
No, Jessica, maybe he had I think he had hopefully repaired his relationship with his younger son by the end, although they never seemed that frosty to each other. He was like, "Danny, wait." Oh no. He's like, "But do release the tape." No, he says he didn't want you to. Eyes closed, head shake. I didn't think
See, I
so.
don't
Did we
think
have that?
so. I didn't
No.
see it. I
Okay.
didn't either because she didn't care about the
No.
like, whatever, good
And
riddance.
Liz was really trying to be like, there's no way I did this. And it's like, oh, and then she had that weird line at the end where she's like, I thought this is what we both wanted, but at the end of the day, I guess I just wanted it more. It's like, you tried to kill his brother.
Murder. Yeah,
Yeah.
you tried to kill his brother and you killed his like family friend instead for no
Right.
reason.
Yeah.
Okay, fave outfit, worst outfit. Ashley, what do you think?
For my fave outfit, I had Jessica's magenta skirt with the white camisole and white, and I think it's white pants. And then I also like the hotel staff's Hawaiian shirts. And then my worst outfit was Liz's striped blazer and pants with a chunky necklace. I wasn't the biggest fan of Liz's accessories.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I thought the Hawaiian shirt work in this episode was really good. Like the shirts
I
actually
did too.
looked properly really nice,
Yeah.
like pretty. Okay, Ashley, Glynis, what do you think?
Yeah, I didn't have like a specific favorite. I just loved the Lays and the floral prints, and I thought that they just did a really nice homage. And then, but I did have two least favorites. Danny shorts, his trunks, they were equal parts tight and equal parts so enormous on him. So didn't love those. And then I didn't like Liz's gray pantsuit. It just washed her out and was just pretty rough.
Also, do you think like something about Liz's clothes is like this woman has not stepped foot in Hawaii? It's like none of those look like breathable like things you could wear in hot
Linens.
weather. Yeah.
She's in the office 24/7. We all
Oh,
know
you're
this.
right. You're right.
She wants it more than him.
So she's out murdering people. Megan, what about you?
Yes, I loved the Hawaiian shirts, and I love Jessica's magenta outfit. And then, yeah, I didn't really have like beef with too many of the outfits. I mean, Liz's were a little tough. Yeah,
Little.
yeah, the gray, her statement necklaces, let's put it that way.
She loved that coral statement necklace, and I think I owned a very similar one.
Oh,
my fave outfit were definitely Jessica's shell earrings. I thought those looked. I did like that hot pink shirt she wore with it. It was really nice, and I really liked the yellow dress, or I guess it's sort of like a sort of structured dress she wore to Ben's funeral. I thought that looked really nice. And my worst outfit, I'm surprised nobody else has mentioned this. I thought Sharon's outfits were pretty bad. I understand she's a cop and she's wearing sort of like cop clothes. So it's like khaki and sort of
Yeah, they're
businessy
like a little
shirts.
boxy.
I just feel like if they dressed her nicely, she would have been the like massively outshine the rest because she's so beautiful.
I could see that. Yeah,
Like
she,
if they
yeah.
put her in a red dress or anything like that, you just ignore everyone else.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That brings us nicely on to biggest hunk, Glynis. What do you think?
I mean, Boone, come on.
Oh, Boone! Oh God, I already forgot him. Okay, Megan, what about you?
This is what's hard. It's kind of a, I think, not the two grandsons, but like Ken Howard's cute, Boone's cute, Sharon's cute. I
Okay,
guess
all of them. I
Ben was
know.
pretty cute. Sorry. I mean, yeah.
Ashley, what about you?
I pick Sharon. Yeah, I thought she was pretty. She's also from Karate Kid, too.
Is she?
Yeah, she plays the girlfriend in Japan that Ralph Macchio falls in love with.
She's pretty cute. She's looks really familiar to me, but I can't remember what it is. I think that every time I watch this episode, she and Matt are my biggest hunks, but I do also think Liz is very cute. Okay. JB Burns. Megan, JB Burns.
I don't really have any.
Yeah, you did. Maybe I just got religion or something. Thanks,
Oh,
Jeff.
yeah, okay, yes. And I do like when Jessica goes places and she's like complains about that no one will let her work. And I was kind of, I mean, no one will let her rest.
Yeah, wasn't she
Yes.
jet lagged? She was coming from Japan, right?
Yeah, and then Liz spilled the beans that to everyone that she was there, and then she was, I thought she was going to be meaner to her, but she was actually kind of nice.
She's as nice to her as she is to Ben, where she laughs it off and then goes, "You better not do it again." And you're like, "Oh my God, like, better
Thank
not then."
you.
Okay. Ashley, what about you? JB Burns?
I didn't have any. The only thing I had was Liz saying rich candidate marrying a girl from the wrong side of the reef. I was like just reminding the audience that they are in Hawaii.
That's how Hawaiian people speak
Yeah.
to each other. Glynis, what about you?
No, I didn't have any.
I am surprised, Glynis, because I had a line from your boyfriend Boone, and it's the first line of the episode, and it's when he's filming Thompson and the girl, and he goes, "This guy's as good as dead." I thought that was good.
we didn't notice him until.
Honestly, I thought he was like a nothing character until he popped out at the end, and we were like, "Wait, who is this guy? How long has he been here?"
Okay. Ashley, fave guest star.
So I had Ken Howard, but mm-hmm. I didn't think there was enough of him.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a fave guest star somewhere else there, but no, I love Ken. I'm always gonna support him.
Yeah. He's good. He's so likable. I mean, Glynis, what did you have for a fave guest star?
Ben. He wasn't in it very long, but
poor old Ben.
Nice, yeah. I didn't really like anyone else.
Megan, what about you?
The shark.
That was gonna be my dad.
I'm gonna go Ken Howard. I wanted more from Mother. If he'd been more salty, I think I would have been more on board. But no, Ken Howard.
My favorite guest star was Mother.
Okay.
But I also like the sharks, and I wanted them to have a bit, but they didn't show it, where they were nudging his legs with their noses.
Yeah.
Sort of like, like, I felt like we just needed a little bit of that.
Or just like a little open mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I did get a picture of his little legs in the water from the shark's POV.
This is tough, guys.
It was so good.
I can't believe you said he had a duck butt haircut. That's all I can think of.
That's,
it's the duck butt. Okay. Glynis's guess. Who'd you guess, Glynis?
So I sort of went around the houses on this. I first guessed Mother, and then I guessed the bank guy. I don't know why. Something about the sugar mill initially. And like, I backtracked hard.
There were a few red herrings here that the plot, the complication of the plot. I think like Liz kind of fades into the background at some points, mm-hmm. and then you're like, oh yeah, she did kill everybody.
Well, and also like, how are you supposed to notice the watch thing?
Yeah,
and like, if we'd had one bit where she was lifting something or reaching for something, mm-hmm. she's like, oh, my shoulder, then you would like know about the duct. But it's like you don't get any of that.
Yeah, or if we'd seen the reef grow out of her skin, you know, from the, just kidding.
That would have really helped us solve the case. Okay, what do we think Glynis gave Death in Hawaii? I think she gave it higher than the body politic, which you've just covered. So I would say six.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with six as well.
What'd you give it, Glynis?
I gave it a 7.
Oh,
nice. Right.
Hello.
Well, okay. I think you can all thank Boone for that.
It was a 6, and then he booned it up to 7.
Yeah, there we go.
He booned
that's it.
Yep, right up to 7.
What was your favorite moment, Boone?
No, the second favorite. Favorite was the shark scene and just the dumping of the chum right into the water.
That
and
was then good.
Like, huge, like, fake plastic shark fin going behind Danny, and he's just like, what?
Okay. Ashley, what about you? Fave moment overall ranking.
My fave moment was Joe using Tire Tech to get access to the Kilauea files. And I'm going to give it, I'm torn between a 7 and an 8. Like, I liked it, but when they're overly complicated, I get annoyed. So, can I give it a 7.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's fine.
7.5. Okay. Megan, what about you?
Yeah, I was torn with that as well. I'll go 7 just because I don't like that Ben got killed, and it's pretty complicated. But favorite part, like Glynis, is the shark bit.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Shark stuff's good.
It is
Yeah.
just so good.
What are you doing? Okay.
Like, pick a direction and swim away.
Help yourself. Help yourself. I give this an 8. I really like this episode. I think it's fun and I like the location and I kind of weirdly like the convoluted plot that, you know, it's like there's so much going on, you just never worry about any one thing. And my favorite bit is when Joe and Danny are in Danny's office, inexplicably talking about how they're going to transfer the information from Brett's computer to the random lab desktop that's located in the old sugar mill on the Kincaid
Mean, so good. So
side.
the foolproof plan.
It's like there's no problem here at all. But yeah.
They both understand it. They're like, yeah, obviously.
We
Obviously, it's Ethernet.
can't use a floppy disk
Oh my
because
God,
of
and the
reasons.
dial-up too just
But
really set me back.
here's my thing. If they couldn't use a floppy disk, why was Liz then able to use a floppy disk to take the information transferred to the computer
I
to
thought
the lab?
they could use a floppy disk, but he couldn't download from his computer because they had
Right.
monitoring
Okay.
services.
Yeah.
And so he had to send it from the guy's computer when he was working because he didn't have a watchdog on his own computer. And
I'm with
then,
you.
which,
Okay.
yeah, I
Okay.
like it.
That
Good
makes more
explanation.
sense. Glynis nailed it. Okay. Thank you,
I also love that the files were stored in secure files or like, or what was
Glynis.
it called? Like,
Yeah, no, something like
Glynis, I like that you said it made sense to them. Like
that.
they knew what they were talking about. It didn't matter if we understood it or not because they both were like,
Private
yep.
files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Private
Personal
files.
files, corporate accounts, corporate records, private files. Yeah.
Kilauea.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add about death in Hawaii? Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and we hope you listen again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.